Prophet Isaiah chapter 51. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of a melody. So far the reading. In the name of our Lord who comes. Here we have many of the outstanding themes of the prophet Isaiah packaged into just one verse. First of all, we have a reference here to Mount Zion, the location of the city of God, that rocky ridge on which the city of Jerusalem was built. Isaiah liked to use Zion and Jerusalem as metaphors for theological truths. The physical, geographical place, Mount Zion, and the city built on it are representative of larger realities. The people of God reside on Mount Zion. Isaiah uses the expression daughter of Zion to refer to the people of God. Just to do a quick survey of all the references in Isaiah to Mount Zion would take far more time than we have. But one thing that becomes very clear is that Isaiah has at least two strikingly different visions of Mount Zion. On the one hand, there is the picture of a strong and beautiful Mount Zion, the place where God reveals himself in the midst of his people, and the place from which truth goes forth to the nations. In chapter 2, the prophet gives a description of all the peoples of the earth exhorting one another with these words, "Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Zion in this vision is the place from which God teaches the nations. Zion becomes a magnet to which all are drawn who want to know the truth of the Lord God of Israel. Psalm 48 gives us a striking parallel description of Mount Zion. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces, and he is known as her refuge. But then, there is another, radically different vision of Mount Zion. A vision which demonstrates that something is terribly wrong. And that vision is expressed by the prophet Isaiah in words like these. "But Zion says, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me." What a contrast. God intended that Zion should be a place of beauty and joy and strength and safety and truth. But its inhabitants sense something totally different. They have a sense of being forsaken by God. Zion's beauty has departed. Ugliness takes its place. Its joy is gone. There is sorrow and mourning instead. Its strength has vanished. Its walls are broken down. It was a place of refuge and safety, but now it is filled with danger. Productivity is absent. Desolation prevails. Instead of the nations flowing toward it, its inhabitants are forced to go into exile far away from it. The devastations brought about by human rebellion abound. It appears that what God intended has been undone by the twisted will of humankind. Destruction, ruin, and despair prevail on Mount Zion. Under these circumstances, it would appear that the complete abandonment of the site is the appropriate thing. It's hopeless. It's too far gone. Give up. Forget about it. Zion is a waste place, a wilderness, a desert. But what message do we find emerging about Zion? We have a promise. The promise is that the Lord will comfort Zion. And the message of comfort takes the shape of a promise of restoration. Zion's waste places, wilderness, and desert will become like the Garden of Eden. Joy, gladness, thanksgiving, and the sound of beautiful melodies will abound in the midst of plenty. Isaiah liked to work with this picture of the transformation of a desolate wilderness, totally unfit for human habitation, into a place of luxuriant growth, fertility, and productivity. At the beginning of the second part of his prophecy, Isaiah was given a specific command by God. It was the command that we just sang about in one of our most beloved Advent hymns. Comfort my people. That was the prophet's commission. Comfort my people. This was his essential work. In those circumstances, in the broken-down condition of Zion, it would have been very easy for someone to say the most uncomforting things. It would have been very easy, even natural, to point out to people experiencing devastation that they were simply getting the just reward of their deeds. Don't complain. As you sow, so shall you reap. You're just getting what you deserve. But no, not this message. Comfort my people. That was Isaiah's task. Comfort them with a message of forgiveness. Give them hope. Your eye sees wilderness. Picture instead the Garden of Eden. Your eye sees barren desert. Picture instead the most luxuriant garden of God. Your mind is filled with regret and sorrow. Let it be filled instead with joy and gladness and thanksgiving and the voice of a melody. Is this simply some program of positive thinking, a psychology of optimism in difficult circumstances? No, this is the promise of God, and that promise is connected with everything that he has done for our redemption by sending his only begotten Son to become like us in every way, except that he was without sin. And his purpose was to redeem us from the devastations which we have brought on ourselves and to give us hope in the midst of desolation. A few verses after our reading for today, the prophet gives us this beautiful description of the return of exiled peoples to Mount Zion. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Here is your hope and comfort. Faith grabs hold of this vision and hangs on for dear life. And blessed are you in that hope.